Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Sweet. Hey, I'm Sola Vasa. I'll just be playing a few songs for you today. This one's called Guillotine. Yeah.
What is life to be? Out of scene, hit me like a guillotine, yeah. Like, what do you take me for? Most of these men like might stay blind. I'm a cold cat, cause I'm stuck outside on a sideline. And I'm cold, not warm, yeah. Speak slow when I step inside. Got a lot to say, so I can't waste time. Spark the flame and watch life get high and fall. Ups and downs and twists and turns, I've been through them all. 1001 problems and they all got solved when I step in, step clean. Vegan eating, that's no beef. I got love for the dream and the dreamers. Don't worry about where the cream is. I tell them what's good, come to my side. Man, I seen that you love so much that it's hard for you to find where the real ones lie. And I ain't gonna lie to you, 2019 already passes by. Time won't wait, so why should I? Oh, no. Can't be me, couldn't be me, no. Out of place, around my waist, no. Take your time with me, don't lie to me. If you can't ride with me, don't side with me. Do or die, wanna slide through the night, all the time. What is life to be honest? What is life to be? Out of scene, hit me like a guillotine, yeah. Like, get around, 2019, I was flying. I shouldn't be out here looking so lost. Had to talk with the G's like giants. Probably never had a bleed when the night's been upside down. I tell them who's violent. And my bro said, speak up, now I'm on speakers. Shutting down shows like sirens. If you full of that bullshit, don't move for none of them guys. I never get tired, riding this tide. I'm biding my time, I never need shy. I'm cold as ice and snow, let the blow get cut, then put in a line. Cause everybody shoot a man down for the blow, but the blow only make a bro blind. Like I'm on the run from the pole, on PMO when I'm on my grind. Sticks and stones don't hurt my bones. You should've gone home instead of lying. Looking like I got shower and gone, cause I'm climbing mountains looking so high. Silent, but he's a violent one. And if he don't speak, doesn't mean he's shy. Do or die, wanna slide through the night, all the time. What is life to be honest? What is life to be? Out of scene, hit me like a guillotine, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Sola Vasa, absolute pleasure having you in the studio. That was, I'm assuming, called Guillotine, based on the
correct
intro and the song. How are you doing, man?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. You're playing, I'm going to jump straight to the punch here. You're playing in the Fancy New Band Showcase.
Yes.
Coming up on the 28th with a bunch of other very cool people.
And it's a stacked lineup. I'm so pleased to be playing alongside all of them.
And I'm assuming you're playing some tracks that you're playing today as well for
that? Yeah, correct. So this is off an unreleased project called Simoia. That's the abbreviation of Caution Machinery Operating in the Area.
Yeah.
That was like a lot of words to say, but so that's a 10-track EP, and I'm just playing 3 songs off them today.
Sick. Awesome. So when you say unreleased, do you have demos on SoundCloud or anything of the sort, or is this...
I've got demos on SoundCloud, but they're not related to the EP at all. This is whole separate
whole new
entity.
Thing.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
So is this debut? Right,
yeah.
Now? Ooh.
You can say that.
Exclusive. You need one of those like reverbs and some horns.
Yeah, definitely. I need that sample button. Exclusive.
And we got some decks here as well.
Yeah. So we got Ra Witty, aka Bobby Beresford, on the ones and twos. He's helping me out today.
Morning, everybody.
I'll check your mic on.
Hiya, morena, BFM listeners.
Morena. Let's go. And we were talking before about how you're producing all this on your own.
Yeah. Produce, mix, songwrite, everything.
Sick. And so, like, in that way, you're sort of the author of the project. Like, you're bringing everything together to serve one another. When did the process start for the most recent EP?
About 2 years ago, 2019 is where it really came into proper fruition, when I was really set on making these songs cohesive,
yeah,
and putting them into a project.
So when you say cohesive, do you mean like within themselves as the individual tracks, or as a project as a whole?
As a project. So it's like the first time I ever try to make a journey through a project, and it's going to be my first project I dropped. So yeah.
Awesome. I feel like that's such a like a missed opportunity with so many EP releases. A lot of people are like, oh, I've just got, here's seven songs that are cool. And then you listen to the project and you're like, oh, that was sick. But where's like the narrative? So like, and then for people as well who are aspiring musicians or other musicians, would know the difficulty of putting together a project that serves itself, like song to song to song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I really wanted to do something with a purpose.
Yeah.
But it's cool to make like heaps of songs and put them together. But I feel like it's just always better when there's a deeper meaning to the whole piece.
Yeah.
Rather than just individual.
Sick.
Yeah.
Well, give us some more tracks then.
Sweet.
We'll see if we can discern the meaning.
Cool. This is also another one. It's called Midas Wave. And I'll just do a breakdown. It's just to do with King Midas. You know, everything he touches turns to gold. So it's about from the perspective of someone who thinks they're like dope and self-centered. Yeah.
Got the Midas touch. She's always up on me, and I think she'll fall in love. Fall in love for free. I got the Midas touch. She's always up on me, and I think she'll fall in love. Fall in love for free. Hey, what you wanna do?
Right now?
Yeah. Falling for no other. You want me now and forever. But I don't want no pressure. Hey, what you wanna do? Yeah, falling for no other. You don't see no problems. You don't see no problem. But I'ma throw the peace sign when the shit's real. I'm a dickhead and you addicted. Bring the leash out cause you're my. I know I'm toxic, but that shit's real. You caption me and you saying that's bae. A side piece was like to me, she's lame. I switch sides all the time, I ain't got faith. And y'all still here cause, yeah, I got the Midas touch. She's always up on me, and I think she fall in love. Fall in love for free, I got the Midas touch. She's always up on me, and I think she fall in love. Fall in love for free.
Thank you all for tuning in right now. I go by the name of Solavasa. This next song is called Family. It's just an ode to all the families out there holding it down, to do from everything to mental health. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Say what's up to my fam, fueling me like my family. I need moonlight right now, when the tides in right now, and I'm on right now. But what's it gonna be when ain't not around staring at the moon? I done been deemed by myself, being all alone, and I know, oh, Fuck around and might die. Been suicidal at a similar time. I seen a light because I wanted to shine. I've been accustomed to depression from 9. No, I was dying inside. Still feel I died inside. Oh no, I was surprised to find I'm still alive tonight. Oh no. Watch it, baby, won't you wash your mouth out? Won't you get the fuck up out my brain now? Fortification, ain't nobody hurting the people or people around me. We know the pain is apparent and proud. They don't let the struggle embarrass you now. Hey, say what's up to my fam. Fueling me like my family. I need moonlight right now. When the tides in right now. And I'm on right now. But what's it gonna be when they not around staring at the moon? I done been deemed by myself, being all alone, and I know, thinking about what I should be, and then I was thinking about what I've achieved, that had me feeling like tying a knot to a tree, man, my brother's been tying a knot to his fiance, is the answer pay, or is it the money that's making me bleed, I've seen division in families, be caused by financial needs, and ain't it a bit, I know, but through all this shit, I learned what it is, to say that you've truly grown. Know that you're not alone, don't worry, I got you. Fortification, ain't nobody hurt the people or people around me. We know the pain is apparent and proud. They don't let the struggle embarrass you now. Hey, say what's up to my fam. Fueling me like my family. I need moonlight right now. When the tides in right now. And I'm on right now. But what's it gonna be when ain't not around staring at the moon? I done been deemed by myself, being all alone, and I know. Oh.
Quick shout out BFM for having me. Thank you so much. Thank you to Jess for getting this song once again.
You just pulled like a double track there.
Yeah.
You cheated with me of my second conversation. You're not leaving here, man.
Let's go.
Don't you dare.
How dare you?
I always leave a space between the second and third song to talk more shit.
Oh, no. Talk your shit now, Will.
Because what was the second track called again?
Midas Wave. Yeah.
Are you playing the bass in that one?
Yeah.
That's sick. That bass line came on. I was like, that's real nice. Are you going, this is getting nerdy, but like, are you going through an amp and then marking that up, or are you going straight DI into
for
it?
That one, I went straight DI. I tried the amp, but my amp's too small, so like the signal was just...
Yeah, like
real
all farty sounds. Yeah,
pretty much.
Sick. Okay, because like, I mean, there's like a trope with hip-hop artists or R&B or like that sort of side of music where it's a lot of sampling and you're using a lot of sort of like pre-made tracks, samples. That's one of the samples.
Yeah.
But you're like creating this from the ground up, I'm assuming, or are you sampling a little bit?
A bit of both.
Yeah.
Just because I like the creation of sampling, like that mentality of like taking something and then turning it into something else. I reckon that's real cool.
Yeah.
I think that blending is real good with sampling and live instrumentation.
Because it's easy to tell when something's just like sample. Yeah. So to have like, oh man, I found the sickest hi-hat loop or whatever, or like, this sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And here's my bass guitar as well. And then in the third song as well, there was some synth bass going on. Were you playing that?
Yeah.
That was also sick. I just like bass noises, to be honest.
Yeah, facts.
So are you a bassist to begin with? Or keys?
I'm just
or
like a bedroom producer.
Right.
I just try to play instruments.
Yeah.
You're
tapping on keys until something sounds good.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like there's so many different schools of thought with musicians of like, oh, you have to know your theory or you have to do this. But I feel like even not knowing what you're doing is sort of beautiful in a way, because you're just sort of plugging away at something and you're like, got the ear to be like, yeah, no, that's it. That's the thing, rather than like, oh, that's the major third.
Yeah, definitely. Because I feel like sometimes knowing too much theory is restricting.
Yeah, and not to bag on people who know theory,
I mean, I wish I was like a theory genius, like I wish I could play everything, but I feel like it just restricts you, because you're always thinking in terms of like chords and like what's next and what should be next and what's musically right.
Yeah,
whereas just listening and sound, hearing what's good is also like a lot.
Well, that's the process, creative. If you begin with hearing what sounds good and then like let the theory serve that rather than letting the theory serve what sounds good, then you're like already on a good path to creating something that works. 100%. I feel like that's what's happening there, like going with the samples and then chucking the bass guitar and stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Yeah.
What was that last track called?
Family.
And this is all off a 10-track EP.
Correct.
That's an album.
See more, yeah.
That's an album, bro.
I don't know. I feel like albums are restricting too.
Yeah, no, true. It's like, true. And the name of the EP, real quick.
Caution Machinery Operating in Area, abbreviated to CMOYA, or I just call it CMOYA.
Why that name?
It's such a funny story. So, like, after a 3-night bender, it was like 7 a.m. and I was just so whacked. And I really wanted to shoot some hoops. So I took my board down to Potter's Park, and they had the lawnmower people mowing the lawns, and they had this sign out, and it was just Caution Machinery Operating in Area. Yeah. And I thought it was like mind-blowing revelation to do with society and like everyone's a machine. And I was like, wow. Like, I took a selfie with the sign, and that's like my EP cover. But I obviously redrew it. It's not just like an iPhone selfie.
Yeah. That's also the same thing of like not being too thinky about things. Like, you just saw that and you're like, cool.
Yeah.
That's it. And then using that as well. It's just like, yeah.
I just acted on it. I thought it was like the best thing. And then I woke up the next day or the next day and was like, I don't know about it, but I'm going to still use it.
I just don't want
to overthink too much. Yeah.
Yeah. And so is that something that came before your writing process started, or is that sort of midway through?
That's actually part of the revelation, because it tied the theme of the project perfectly, in my opinion.
Right.
Because when I saw it, I was like, whoa, this all clicks. Like, to this song, to the next song, like the subject matter really has to do with, I don't know, repetition and working 9-to-5s and just living a mundane life. Not that anything's wrong with that.
Yeah.
But it's just a...
That's cool. It's sort of like, yeah, backwards. It's like you found the thing that described the EP after the EP. And then, yeah, I guess in a way. So like, did you act on that once you worked out the EP name? And
I may have made one more song after that.
Yeah.
To just kind of solidify that subject matter.
Yeah.
But then, also shout out to the guy on the lawnmower. I took a selfie with him too. I didn't get his name, but yeah, he's also on the album cover.
Song hero.
Song hero.
He put the sign out and everything. Oh.
It's working hard, Greg, or whatever your name is.
All right, Solar Vasa, absolute pleasure having you in.
Thank
the Fancy
you so
New
much,
Band.
Will.
For those who want to catch you live, they can get you on the 28th at Whammy Bar.
Yes, sir.
That will be a sweaty, beautiful palace to music.
Indeed.
A temple.
Awesome.
Cool. Awesome. Cheers.
Thank you.
That was a Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.